Introduction. You can face lower reader engagement if your storytelling is not up to the mark. One of the main reasons for this is the failure in creating characters readers care about. That is where you can use characterization to show effectively who your characters are and make them relatable. There are two ways to describe characters. You need to learn how to use these methods, so you can create strong, believable characters. This blog will explain the differences between direct and indirect characterization. It will also show how to use each tactic effectively in your writing. What is characterization? Characterization is a literary device. Writers utilize it to show the personality, thoughts, and feelings of their characters. That is what makes readers connect with the people in a story. A well-developed character feels real and keeps readers engaged. For tips on building characters effectively, check our blog post. How to create memorable characters. Why is characterization important? Characterization is one of the key elements of fiction because it helps readers understand the character's goals and motives. Using character traits, authors can also build an emotional connection between the reader and the character, making the story more relatable and interesting. So, direct characterization. Direct characterization tells the reader exactly what a character is like. The author describes the traits of a character clearly and openly. This method doesn't leave much for the reader to guess. Direct characterization definition. Direct characterization happens when the writer directly states a character's personality, e.g., she is kind and generous. Appearance, e.g., he had dark hair and sharp blue eyes. Emotions, e.g., he felt angry and betrayed. Here are some direct characterization examples. John was a brave and loyal friend. Emma always wore bright, cheerful colors. Sarah felt nervous as she stepped onto the stage. Advantages of direct characterization. Clarity, the reader knows what the author wants them to know precisely. Efficiency, it's quick and gets straight to the point. Simplicity, works well for minor characters or when speed is important. Disadvantages of direct characterization. Telling, not showing, it can feel less engaging because it doesn't let readers discover things for themselves. Lack of depth, characters might feel flat if overused. For a detailed breakdown, see our blog on What is Direct Characterization in Literature? Indirect characterization. Indirect characterization shows who a character is through their actions, words, and behavior. It invites the reader to observe and figure out the character's traits. Indirect characterization happens when the writer reveals a character's actions, e.g., he slammed the door and walked away. Speech, e.g., I don't care what you think, she said, crossing her arms. Thoughts, e.g., why does no one ever listen to me? He wondered. Reactions from others, e.g., everyone avoided him at the party. Examples of indirect characterization. Here are some indirect characterization examples. Instead of saying, she is kind, show her helping an old neighbor carry groceries. Rather than writing, he is brave, show him rescuing someone in danger. Instead of stating, he is nervous, show him biting his nails and fidgeting. Advantages of indirect characterization. Engages readers. Readers feel more involved by drawing their own conclusions. Adds depth. Creates layered and realistic fictional characters. Shows personality. Allows characters to develop characterization. Takes time. Showing traits often needs more words than telling them. Can confuse readers. If not done well, readers may miss important details. If you want to learn more about it, read What is Indirect Characterization? Methods and Examples. What is the difference between direct and indirect characterization? Direct and indirect characterization are two different ways to show who a character is. Each has its strengths, and knowing when to use them makes writing stronger. Direct characterization tells the reader exactly what the character is like, uses clear descriptions. For example, she is shy. He is funny. Saves time and gets straight to the point. Works well for minor characters or quick introductions. Indirect characterization shows the reader what the character is like. Uses actions, words, instance, thoughts, she and avoided reactions. Eye contact and spoke in a soft voice. Shows shyness. helps the reader feel more connected to the story. Adds depth and realism. Direct versus indirect characterization, when to use each method. When direct characterization works best. For minor characters, quickly describe their traits without much detail. When clarity is important, make sure readers understand a key trait or action. In fast-paced scenes, keep descriptions brief and focused. When indirect characterization works best. For main characters, add depth and let readers connect emotionally. When showing growth, let readers see how a character changes over time. In emotional moments, show subtle feelings through actions or thoughts. The right balance between these two methods can make your character stronger and your story more engaging. How to balance direct and indirect characterization creates well-rounded characters. Each method serves a purpose, and the best stories often combine them. Here's how to balance the two. Start with direct characterization. Use direct characterization to set up a character quickly. Describe essential traits to give readers a clear idea of who they are. For example, Anna was an organized and determined leader. Why? It saves time and gives readers a basic understanding of the character. Build depth with indirect characterization. Show a character's traits through actions, dialogue, and behavior. Let readers figure out more about the character as the story unfolds. For instance, rather than saying, Anna was confident, show her leading a group through a tough situation without hesitation. Why? It keeps readers engaged and makes the character feel real. Combine techniques in one scene. Use direct characterization for quick details, then follow up with indirect clues. For example, Jake was known for his kindness. He always helped his friends when they needed him. Use direct characterization for simplicity. When introducing a new character or explaining key traits. For instance, Megan was shy and didn't like being the center of attention. Use indirect characterization for impact. Show emotions or changes without telling the reader outright. For example, instead of Megan was shy, describe her avoiding eye contact or speaking softly. Adapt to the story's needs. Use more indirect characterization in slower, emotional scenes. Use direct characterization in fast-paced or action-packed scenes. Examples of balancing direct and indirect characterization. 1. Direct, Tom was brave and stubborn. Indirect, Tom stood firm even as the crowd shouted against him, refusing to back down. Lucy had a sharp mind for solving problems. Indirect, Lucy studied the puzzle for a moment, then rearranged the pieces with swift, precise moves. Balancing both methods allows your readers to quickly understand your characters while still discovering their depth over time. You can also look at the writing style of Shakespeare to learn and master the art of balancing both. Common mistakes and how to avoid them? Even skilled writers can make mistakes with characterization. Understanding these pitfalls can help you create stronger and more believable characters. Mistake 1, overusing direct characterization. Problem, directly telling everything can make dull and flat characters. For instance, Sarah was kind, smart, and brave. This gives no room for readers to connect. How to fix? Show these traits rather than comforted her friend with warm words and a reassuring smile. Mistake 2, overusing indirect characterization. Problem, indirectly showing everything can confuse readers or make the story too slow. For instance, instead of saying, he was angry, showing every small action, e.g. slamming doors, yelling, pacing, can feel excessive. How to fix? Balance showing and telling to keep things clear. For example, combine both, he was angry, slamming the door and pacing the room. Mistake 3, being too vague. Problem, indirect characterization that's too subtle might leave readers guessing too much. For instance, a character's traits are hinted at but never made clear. How to fix? Provide enough clues for readers to infer traits. For example, her hands trembled and her voice cracked when she spoke. Mistake 4, ignoring character growth. Problem, characters stay the same throughout the story, making them unrealistic. Use indirect characterization to show changes over time. For instance, at the start, a shy character avoids speaking. Later, they confidently share their ideas in a group. Mistake 5, telling rather than showing in emotional scenes. Problem, telling how a character feels in an emotional moment can feel detached. For instance, she was sad. How to fix? Show the emotion through actions or dialogue. For example, tears rolled down her cheeks as she clutched the letter tightly. You can sharpen your skills and avoid common errors by reading our guide on terrible writing advice or practice using our writing prompts for creative writing. Conclusion. Direct and indirect characterization are literary devices and have their own strengths. So, the best stories use a mix of both. The direct way of showing character traits is excellent for quickly giving readers key details. At the same time, indirect characterization lets readers discover traits through actions,
words.
These tactics help make your characters stand out. Readers will connect with them, cheer for them, and remember them long after the story ends. So, master them both. Keep practicing, and in any challenging situation you face while writing, you can always come to Author's Breeze for help.